Marketing and Wellness Business Podcast, where we talk about everything marketing for health and wellness businesses. So from your emails, to your ads, to your sales pages, lead generation, traffic, and all that good stuff.
For your health business. So if you're a health or wellness business owner, or you know one, you want to share it with them, as we are constantly talking about new ways to get clients and sell more of your products or coaching services on this podcast. So today is episode 6, and we'll be talking about how to make prospects fall in love with your sales pitches. So if you're anything like me, when you walk into a store or maybe a supermarket, a mall, and one of the attendants comes over to you and asks, okay, what are you looking for? Do you need anything? Your first instant reaction is, no, I don't need anything. Thank you very much. Leave me alone. Get out of my sight. Even when we are actually looking for something, because obviously we are there for a reason. And the reason we act like that is because we don't like being sold. Most people, at least I don't know anybody that likes being sold, because we have had bad experiences with salespeople before. And just the way it is physically is the same way it is online when you're trying to sell. Everybody is skeptical. They have been burnt in one way or the other, whether in the marketing or sales process that they didn't enjoy, or in the actual products. Maybe they bought the products, but they didn't get the benefits that they were told they would get. Everybody's skeptical, right? They don't trust people anymore. And this now carries over to your own marketing. When you're trying to sell, even when you have a good product or service, people are skeptical. They don't want to be sold. But is there a way we can make them love being sold? Is there a way we can make them love our marketing? And that's kind of what we want to talk about today. But firstly, before I go into the details of all of that, something I want you to be thinking about is, whenever you're selling and you get maybe hate comments or troll comments of talking about how you should not be selling or how you're greedy and all those kind of nasty comments that you most likely get if you're in business for enough period of time, just don't think about it, right? Don't let it get to you. As a business owner, you have an ethical responsibility to sell, especially if you're in a health business. You are saving lives, right? You have products that can radically change people's lives. So it is your duty to sell. So don't let anybody tell you not to sell. Don't let anybody tell you or make you feel guilty for trying to sell. For one, you are the owner of the email list, right? They are your email list to learn from you. You are not there to learn from them. So, I mean, obviously, you can learn a thing or two, but they shouldn't be telling you how to run your email list. So, if you know you are doing something right, then just ignore them and sell however you know how to sell. But that being said, is there a way to lower the guards of our audience and make them more receptive to our offers? Yes, there is. And people call this selling without selling, but I don't particularly like that, because I believe people should know when you're selling. It's not about trying to hide the sales pitch, but it is more about selling in a way that people love to be sold to, that people actually enjoy being sold to, people look forward to it, and it's not something they're apprehensive of anymore. So this episode is most likely going to be longer than most of our other episodes. I try to keep a lot of our episodes under 15 minutes, but this one might go over that limit, just in case, just a heads up for those who don't probably want to listen for that long. So yeah, let's get into it. The first thing I would say is just stop being professional. Stop being professional. So if you want to ensure people fall in love with your sales pitch, you need to get rid of the professionalism. A lot of people edit themselves when it comes to writing, whether that's emails, LinkedIn, your sales page. They just become so uptight and professional and become a grammar police, essentially trying to ensure every word is grammatically placed correctly and all of that. Just need to throw all of that out of the window. Like I've always said, your emails or even your sales pages are a conversation with the readers. I need to write in a conversational tone. The same way you speak to people in real life is how you should write. So if you're not going to be so worked up about the right sentence structure or the right story structure in real life, you're just flowing, you're having fun, you're having a conversation, it's the same way you should act in your emails or sales pages, right? Don't be so worked up over exactly how to write, what to write, the grammatical structure and all of that. Just be free, because it's going to show in your emails once you are free, or your sales pages also, if you are free with your audience, or if you are trying to write the perfect email or the perfect sales page or the perfect ad. And all you need to do is have a conversation. So that's the first thing I'll say. In order to prevent people from hating you, because people can sense professionals, polished writing, and they don't like it. They like people who are more raw, who are more authentic. And you'll come across more authentic if you don't try to be so polished. So that's the first thing I'm going to say. Don't be so professional. Second thing, use stories. Now, stories are naturally entertaining. You can't really go wrong using stories. It's just natural. It's the way we've been brought up. A lot of cultures have passed down lessons from generations to generations using stories. So you don't even have to do anything special when you're telling stories. They are inherently interesting. Now, this can be stories about yourself, stories about your clients, cautionary tales, stories from the news, stories from history, stories you heard from a friend of a friend. It doesn't matter. Stories are interesting. And you need that interestingness to allow people to get your sales pitches without feeling so uptight about being sold and without feeling so apprehensive. So that's my second tip, use stories. The third tip, use jokes. Now, with jokes, you kind of have to be careful, because you want to ensure they don't come across as offensive, except you actually want it to be offensive, which is perfectly fine. Polarity is nice. So except you are looking for that effect, you want to ensure your jokes don't come across as offensive. And also, since you are writing, you want to ensure your joke is clearly understood. Jokes in writing are not the easiest things to pull off. So you just need to be sure that you are doing it in a way where people understand that it is a joke and it comes across how you want it to come across. But jokes are a very, very, very powerful tool to sell in a way where people are more accepting of your sales pitch. And there used to be a guy on Instagram that did this perfectly. I haven't seen his content in a while, but I think his tag is the funny salesman or something like that. And he used to sell, I believe, shoe cleaners. And this guy used to knock on doors. I think it's the funny door-to-door salesman, something like that. He used to knock on doors and pitch people his shoe cleaners, people who have never met him before, people who have never heard of him before. And he just started pitching. And initially, people are like, no, get out of my way. Like, they try to slam the door on him. And he tries all over and over again. But immediately, he starts talking. He just throws in one joke here, one joke there. He brings them into his performance. Makes it an interesting, memorable experience for them. Brings in their wife, their children. Tells a joke that just gets people laughing. And before you know it, 2 minutes into the conversation, people are buying two bottles of shoe cleaner that they never expected to buy. From someone they have never heard of up until 2 minutes ago. So that's the power of jokes. If you can make someone laugh, they are going to be more likely to buy from you and to give you their money, essentially. Now, how do you actually do that in writing? Like I said earlier, it's a little bit tricky to do in writing, and I'm even learning how to do this and perfecting using jokes in my emails and sales pages. But an easy joke formula is the rule of threes. Now, you can easily Google different ways to infuse your writing with jokes. But an easy formula is the rule of three. And that's where you say something in three. So, morning, afternoon, evening. That's threes, right? So, you can say anything in threes. But change up the third thing you are going to say so that people would not expect it. So, you are saying the first thing, the second thing, and it's following a pattern. People inherently expect the third thing, but now you switch it up in such a way where it's funny, it's interesting, in a way people don't expect. So one such joke I use, or I've used, is one I stole from John Buchan, who teaches cold emails and using jokes and being funny in your emails, and I think he's a very good person to learn from. His website is charmoffensive.com, if I can remember clearly. Charmoffensive.com. So you can go check him out. But I stole this from him and I've been using it and it has been working for me, right? So whenever you're talking about booking a call with someone, so I usually say something like, let's have a conversation. We can have it via Skype, Zoom, or good old pigeon messaging, right? And it gets a laugh out of people because it's unexpected. You said Zoom, which is an electronic means of communication. You said Skype, which is also an electronic means of communication. And then the third thing is pigeon messaging, right? Nobody says that anymore. Nobody expects that. So it's subverting expectation using the rule of three. So that's a simple joke formula you can use. And you can apply it to literally anything in your emails, even in your sales pages, right? Just to make it a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more interesting. That is one way to use jokes. Now, there are different other formulas you can use, but you can just Google search that and learn by yourself. This is also something I'm just learning, improving on, constantly trying to know more about using jokes in the emails. But it's a very, very good way to sell without getting people annoyed that you're selling, making them more open to your sales pitches. So number four is being a personality. Now, like I've said earlier, you want to always have a conversation with your list and all of that. In the same vein, you want to be a personality. You want to ensure you are writing the way you talk in real life and just letting your real life personality flow through your writing. If anything, you even want to be conscious about increasing the intensity of your personality in your emails. So your unique words, unique phrases, unique verbiage that people don't normally say, but you say, maybe based on your life experiences, based on where you are from, right? Things like that, you want to infuse it in your emails, in your sales pages, in your social media, because to make your personality stand out and to help people to connect with you more. They will enjoy reading what you have to say, right? Without feeling like you are trying to sell them so much. Two people that do this very well are Waju Abraham and Daniel Throssell. So you can just search for them on Google. I'm sure you'll find them. And their sales pages, their emails are so, so, so entertaining because they give a lot of their personality in the email. They write how they talk. They exaggerate. They're not afraid to be polarizing. They insult people. You don't have to insult people, but basically how you would talk, use your personality in your email. So an example of a way I did this recently was, I was talking about how to make your email be better than that of your competitor. And usually people will say how to write emails that stand head and shoulders above your competitors. But I said how to write emails that will stand head and balls above your competitor. Now, nobody's saying that out there. It's just unique. It's unexpected. It's funny. It's personality based. And that's what I mean by using personality. Just saying things that are raw and unfiltered from you without caring so much about being edited or formal or proper. So those are four ways to ensure people love your sales pitches, people don't hate you for selling. The first thing I said is you want to stop being professional. And I even believe this covers a lot of the things we've said. First thing, stop being so professional. Second thing, infuse stories in your selling. So your emails, your ads, your podcasts, your sales pages, infuse stories. Number three, use jokes. Number four, be a personality. So those are the four ways you can make people fall in love with your pitches. If you enjoyed this episode, I hope you do. You can give us a thumbs up, give a review, and all that good stuff wherever you're listening to this. But also, if you want to learn more from me and from Icon Media, head on over to iconmedia.net. That's Ikon media.net. And once you get to the website, you'll be able to get my free book, Your Email List Is Your Wife. And it shows you 15 ways to maximize your response, engagement, sales, and profits from your email lists. 15 rules you should follow, essentially, to maximize the sales and profits from your email list. So if you're interested in that, that's iconmedia.net, ikonmedia.net. This is episode 6 of Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcast. And I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.